Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Hello, powerful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. If you are new here, welcome, welcome. I am so happy to have you, and I'm glad that you selected this episode. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful for you being here right now today with me. So today's going to be a little quickie episode. I'm not sure what day I'm releasing this. I was going to say like a Monday quickie or something, but I don't know what day it's coming out, so it's just going to be a quickie episode. Because today I want to talk about taking advice from people and who you should and should not take advice from. Okay, this is so important, especially if you are a young entrepreneur, because we're human. I have been there too. We ask other people what they think, and we want people's opinions, and we want advice from people, or people give unsolicited advice, advice that you don't want. And I think it's really important to pick apart who we should listen to, who we shouldn't listen to, whose advice is probably valid and whose advice probably shouldn't be listened to. The main thing you want to realize here is that you should not take advice from someone who is not in the shoes that you want to be in. Let me repeat that. You should not take advice from someone who is not in the shoes that you want to be in. For example, if you want to be a millionaire, you want to bring in millions of dollars in income, do you think you should ask a person who's already a millionaire? Do you think you should ask them on their advice and their guidance and what they did to get there? Or do you think you should ask your brother who makes $40,000 a year in a capped salary job? You should 100% ask the millionaire, because the millionaire has walked in the path that you want to be on. The millionaire has already achieved what you want to achieve. So you should listen to the millionaire, right? But as people, we tend to fall back and listen to the people who are in our circle. We listen to parents because they're our parents, or we listen to family because they're blood, or we listen to our best friends because we think they know us best. But just because someone's close to you does not mean that they are credible and able to give you good advice on something that they haven't done before. Right? You wouldn't ask a baseball player how you could be the best football player in your school. Right? You would ask the baseball player how you become the best baseball player, or you would ask the football player how you become the best football player. The same with business. You want to get advice and guidance and opinions from the people who are where you want to be, from the people who have walked the path you want to walk. And I know this seems pretty self-explanatory, right? Like it's a pretty no-brainer, but it's not, because a lot of people go to that close circle I was talking about. I've seen it happen so much where people want to do a new business journey. They want to do a new business opportunity. They want to try a new path because they have certain dreams and goals for themselves. And then they go and they ask their parents, hey, what do you think about this? Do you think this is a good move? Should I do this? Am I doing this right? And boom, right there, you think you're making a good decision because you're asking your parents, people you look up to, but you're asking them about something that they haven't done before, right? So of course they're going to say, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's a good idea. Maybe you should do this instead. They're going to try to steer you. Some parents are going to try to steer you in a different direction because they don't know much about that other path. They know what's familiar to them. So if you continue to listen to your parents and listen to their guidance and their advice, guess what's going to happen? You're going to end up on their path, walking in the shoes that they've walked in, and you're going to end up in the spot that they're in. And if you want that, then perfect. Listen to everything that they say, because some people want that. You know, a lot of people, you know, maybe your mom's a doctor and you want to be that exact same doctor. Well, I highly recommend following everything your mom says. Do what she did, walk in the path that she walked, and you will end up where she is. But if you want something different than what your friends have accomplished or what your family has accomplished or what your parents have accomplished, if you want something different, you have different goals and different dreams, you need to be talking to different people for your advice and guidance. Do not take advice from people who have not walked in the shoes that you want to walk in. You want to be a millionaire? Follow in the path of the millionaire. Do what the millionaire does. Get advice from the millionaire. You want to be a doctor? Follow in the footsteps of the doctor. Take advice from the doctor. You want to be a pro football player? Follow in the footsteps of a pro football player. Take advice from a pro football player. But do not take advice from people who are not doing what you want to do, who are not where you want to be. If you would not trade spots, if you would not trade lives with the person you're asking advice from, then that is not advice you should follow. Okay? Make sure that you would trade spots with that person. Not like completely, you know, not to a T, but you get what I mean, right? I want to be a billionaire. I want to help hundreds of thousands of people to become their best selves, to empower people. I want to live a life of freedom, and I want to travel all over the world. So there's no way in hell I'm going to go ask someone in a corporate job, hey, like, what do you think about this? What should I do here? What do you think about this? Because they are not credible. They are not able to give me the advice that I need to get to where I want to go. So I'm going to find mentors who have done what I want to do, and I'm going to listen to them pretty much to a T because they know how to get where I haven't gotten to yet. So that's it. That's what I have for you guys today. Pretty quick episode, but it's just a simple, simple tip for you. Take advice from people who are where you want to be. And don't take advice from people who are not where you want to be. And sometimes it's hard, but I promise you, if you're talking to the right people and you're getting advice from the right people and you're getting guidance from the right people and you have the right mentors, you will get to where they are. But stop asking the wrong people. Stop asking your circle who's not doing what you want to do. And hard truth, a lot of the times your parents are not the ones you want to go to when you're going for dreams and goals that are not on their path. So that's it for today. I love you guys so, so, so much. I hope you loved this episode. If you did, I would love if you would share it on your Instagram stories and tag us at Find Your Power Podcast on Instagram. And if you feel called to, go ahead and write us a review. I think in Apple, I don't think you can in Spotify, but in Apple Podcasts, you can write us a review if you want to, and you can subscribe as well. But I love you guys so, so, so much. I will end this off like I normally do. Make sure you go out into the world and spread some positivity today. You never know who you can impact and how you can really change the world with one thing here and there. So go out and spread that positivity. I love you all so much. You are so amazing, powerful, worthy, enough, and so much more. All right. Bye, guys. Have a great day.